Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 21st of June. I'm your host, Paul White. We're walking through Galatians chapter 6, and we are heading close to the end. We have five verses to go as we walk through Paul's letter to the churches at Galatia. Galatians 6:14. Remember those numbers. That's a famous one. Maybe not as popular as some of the verses in the New Testament, but it's pretty well known. You'll know it when you hear it, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. This is a very similar statement to something Paul said four chapters ago. Let's put Galatians 2:20 and Galatians 6:14 side by side. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Here's 6:14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I have been crucified to the world. So Paul, playing off of something he said earlier in the book, it's showing you the theology comes right back around where it started, believes he's been crucified to the world and the world's been crucified to him. This doesn't make Paul special. This doesn't make Paul unique. It makes Paul a believer in a crucified and resurrected Christ. If you're a believer in the crucified and resurrected Christ, you can identify, particularly with the Galatians 2:20 statement, the power of which may not have actually become a reality to every believer. I don't think every believer really has bought Galatians 2:20 theology. I don't think they really think they've been crucified with Christ, or that it's no longer them who lives, or that it's Christ that's alive in them, or the life they're living in their natural flesh. They can only do it because they believe in the Son of God that loves them and that sacrificed himself on their behalf. If they don't really believe that, well, then I don't think they're going to live that out. Paul bought it. And he bought it so firmly, he says that if I'm going to boast, now we're in Galatians 6:14. You're taking that 2:20 theology and putting it in 6:14. God forbid that I would glory. That's the old King James. God forbid that I would boast or find anything to brag about, find anything to place my confidence in, except for the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is not Paul bragging that Jesus died. You got to keep reading. He's not bragging, oh, Jesus died on the cross. No, he's bragging, he's boasting, he's basing his confidence on this identity. Christ died on a cross, and I died with him. Christ died on a cross, and I was finished off. Now, this is a good homework assignment. I mean, I want you to do this, and then I'm going to get to work a little bit on it today, and we'll get to finish it on tomorrow, but you take Galatians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, and you put them up next to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 17. Now, that's a little longer passage. I'll start reading it today, and then we'll finish the thought on that tomorrow with verse 15. But let's put Galatians 6:14 up next to 2 Corinthians 5:14, 14 and 15, all right? Here's Galatians 6. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I have been crucified to the world. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge this way, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. When you put 2 Corinthians 5, and I think that's fair because it's the same author. It's Paul writing to the Galatian church in Galatians 6, writing to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 5, but it's the same theology. The Corinthian theology is a little more complete. It's a little well rounded out. But put them together. Paul says, I only really have this to boast about, is that Christ and I have both died. And Christ and I are now both alive. And I don't have anything to live for other than the Christ that lives in me. So what would I brag about? What would I boast in? My looks? My talent? My money? I'm dead. I died to the old Saul. so I could live as the new Paul. There's nothing worth bragging about. I'm not who I used to be. To the Philippians, Paul says, I count all of the stuff dung that I used to be a part of. What I had found to be worth bragging about, my morality, my zeal, my law-keeping, now, he says, it's just a waste of space. It's a waste of time. And this isn't a challenge. I'm not saying to the podcast listener, oh, you need to get to where that you look back on your past and it's all a waste. But I won't say that. But what I will say is that I pray that you have a revelation of the fact that when Christ died on the cross, it wasn't just this guy dying in Palestine in the backwaters of the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago, but that you can place your faith in the fact that God was wrapped in human flesh, and you don't have to have the ins and outs of what the cross meant. You just need to know that that's where you died too. And you might start to actually live a resurrected reality if you believed that the old you, that you that, yes, has been calling a lot of the shots, yes, has gotten you into a lot of trouble, that dude's dead. He died at Calvary. And then you would have something to boast about, which is the old me is dead and the new me is alive in Christ. The world's been crucified to me. I've been crucified to the world. Now, just as today we took that 14th and 15th verse of 2 Corinthians 5 and we stacked it up next to Galatians 6:14, here's what I want you to do for tomorrow. Take the 16th and 17th verses of 2 Corinthians 5 and stack them against Galatians 6:15, and we'll run the same little comparison test tomorrow on the podcast, and you'll watch Paul round out the theology of Galatians 6:15. These are just closing remarks, little closing salvos of Galatians 6 with much deeper theology behind them in other Pauline epistles. We'll explore that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.